California's Yosemite National Park is open again after some wild weather forced it to close for almost 2 weeks. Last month, a windstorm knocked down 15 giant sequoias in Mariposa Grove. Sequoias are some of the oldest and largest living trees on Earth. Then, heavy snowfall caused even more damage. Yesterday, I spoke with Jamie Richards. She's a park ranger and public affairs officer at the park.
It has been a challenging couple weeks here in Yosemite National Park, but we are thrilled that the park has reopened after a series of storms. As you mentioned, we had the Mona wind event that knocked down a bunch of trees and caused some damage throughout the park. We were still assessing conditions from that storm system. And then we had a series of winter storms come in, and we have a lot of snow now, and we've been working hard to get parking areas and roads back, which we did this morning. So the park is open, and it's a great day to be in Yosemite.
Now, when you say a lot of snow, in Yosemite Park, that means something different than like a lot of snow in Boston, for instance. Like, how much snow are we talking about here?
It does. And the volume of snow that we had in this particular storm is a lot even for Yosemite. So over a couple days in Yosemite Valley, we had snow accumulation between 2 to 4+ feet. In other sections of the park, we had over 6 feet of snowfall.
Wow. What's that do to the park? You can't get around very easily, I'm sure. Is that why you closed?
It's a heavy, wet snow, which added some challenges falling on our trees. You had tree branches and some of our pine trees and oak trees that just fell over. So we had not only snow in the roadways, but we had to go out and get our road crews to remove a lot of tree branches that were creating hazards.
Well, it must be pretty, though. What's it look like outside your window?
So it is a partly cloudy afternoon. You have lots of snow piles. It's a great day to snowshoe and ski in Yosemite. We're going to have snow likely for several days into probably a few weeks. So it's going to be a great time to come and experience winter.
Oh, Jamie, let me just say, I wish I could come up and join you. More importantly, maybe than anything here, is this wind event that you were talking about earlier in the year in January. What happened that knocked down those sequoia trees?
So January 18th into the 19th, we had the Mona wind event in this region of Central California. We had winds that were strong enough to blow over giant sequoias. From our initial assessments, we found that 15 of the giant sequoias in the Mariposa Grove were knocked over by the force of those winds. That is a pretty significant event.
Wow, what a shame. You know, I saw pictures online. It was heartbreaking to see those trees on the ground.
You know, this is nature at work. So yeah. It certainly is something that is challenging. It certainly is something we've never seen in our lifetime. But at the same time, it is a natural process.
All right, well, next week, all park visitors are going to have to reserve day use passes. Is that to keep your visitor numbers low because of the damage we've been talking about and the snow that we've been talking about, or is that for some other reason, maybe because of the pandemic?
Yosemite National Park is working really closely to help manage and maintain safe conditions for visitors coming to Yosemite National Park in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. February is actually a very popular month to visit Yosemite National Park. Thousands of visitors do come to Yosemite to experience winter and also to experience a natural phenomenon known as the Horsetail Fall event.
Yes.
So for the middle 2 weeks of February, with the right light conditions, the right weather conditions, the sunset glows on the eastern side of El Capitan. There is a waterfall that comes down, and if there's enough snow and if the temperatures warm up enough that the snow melts, creating a waterfall that glows and looks like it's on fire at sunset.
Wow. And some years it doesn't happen at all if there's not enough water in that waterfall. So what do you think? What are the forecasts like for firefall this year?
So it's really hard to tell what's going to happen this year. We do have a lot of snow. The question will be, will the temperatures warm up enough that the snow will melt, generate in the waterfall? So it's really hard to tell right now.
Talking to you is sort of like talking about food when you're hungry. You know, like, we've all been locked up inside for so long, the thought of going to Yosemite and seeing this stuff is so appealing. What have your numbers been like over the past year? Have you just seen a bunch of people coming into the park because they just need to get out and go do something?
Yosemite National Park has been a very popular destination, particularly with people here in California within driving distance. Anecdotally, we've seen full parking spaces in some of our more popular trail corridors, like the Miss Trail Corridor and the Yosemite Falls Corridor, have been very busy. And one of the tools that we're using to help mitigate impacts is putting a day-use reservation system in place for the month of February. We want to make sure that visitors that come to Yosemite National Park are able to have a safe and fun experience while they're here.
Jamie Richards, Park Ranger and Public Affairs Officer at Yosemite National Park. Bundle up. Make sure you've got those snow boots strapped on tight. Thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.